Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. There's someone else who has a great fall. That is the devil himself. Tony Broom Ministries now presents the following sermon entitled, The Fall of the Devil. I want to talk to you about the fall of the devil. It might not look like he has fallen, is falling. That scripture in the book of the Revelation talks about Babylon. I always wondered why it said Babylon is fallen. It's a continual thing. It's a once thing, and it's like there's double emphasis. Babylon is fallen. And that's a reference to not only the empire that will be there, the one world church, the one world government, but it's talking about the devil. The fall of the devil. It happens in three phases. One is from the third heaven to the second heaven. Two is from the second heaven to the earth. And three is from the earth to hell. This is seen in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? The word for morning there is not boker, which is the word that they use for good morning. The word is shahar. It's a expressive word that means dawn. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the dawn? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? The word ground is not the usual word for ground. It's the word for earth, aretz. How are you cut down to the earth? See, even in that verse, it tells you that he is fallen. How are you fallen from heaven and cut down to the ground or the earth? That is to the first and the second phase, his fall. Who did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, and here are the five I wills. Watch out when you start telling God, I will do this and I will do that. Even James said your life is but a vapor that appears for a moment and then vanishes away. But you ought to say, if the Lord is willing, I'll live and do this or that. Amen. Not I'm going to do something and I'm going to do this. He says, the Lucifer who is now, when Lucifer fell, he became the devil. And we'll talk about that, but he says, here are the five I wills. I will ascend into heaven. That's a dumb thing to say because he's already in the heaven. He's already in heaven. He already had a big part in music. So he was a pastor of music. And now Pastor Rhonda is, by the way. We got a whole lot better one than what he was. Yeah. He was. Your pipes were created in you in the beginning. Ezekiel talks about it. He had a high place in the worship. That was not good enough. He wanted to ascend into heaven on his own merits. That's what the idea is behind it. I will ascend into heaven. He had it made in the shade, if you will, and he didn't know it. He had a high and lofty place. And Lucifer, by the way, was the highest created being. He was the highest created angel. Son of the morning, son of the dawn. That was not good enough for him. When you have what God gives you and you don't realize how good it is, and you think you want something better, you're going to wake up one of these days and realize what you had. Sometimes you don't know, and the gal with the accent sings, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Take paradise and put it into a parking lot, whatever the song was. You don't realize what you got till it's gone. Many people have awakened to realize they don't know what they had until their marriage was gone, until their partner, their husband or wife was gone. They don't realize how good mom and dad were until they were gone. Granny and grandpa were until they were gone. Slewfoot didn't realize what he had till he was gone. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. It was not good enough that he was the covering cast over all nations. It was not good enough that he had a position that was a protective position to the throne. The throne. That was not good enough for him. He wanted the glory for himself. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. He not only wanted to have a high throne, but he wanted to be in charge of the people of the earth. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. The psalm said, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king." God has his holy city. God has his throne. You can see now how the enemy wanted that for himself. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the sides of the north. I will sit over the congregation. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. He always wanted to go up, 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 higher. And now he's gone down, 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 lower. He always wanted to be higher than what he was. Watch out when you always want something higher, bigger, and better. Lord have mercy. Because Paul said, if we have food and raiment, let us be therewith content. There's nothing wrong with trying to better yourself. There's nothing wrong with having things that God has blessed you with. And I know that we in America have come to the place where our private enterprise and things are trying to be taken away from us, and we need to watch out for that. But on the other hand, we don't need to go to the extreme of saying, this is my stuff. This is my house and my car and my money and my might, like King Nebi said. This is my might. By my might and my majesty, I have come to this great estate. While the word was in the king's mouth, the message fell from him to help from heaven. From thee, O Nebuchadnezzar, is taken. And you know the story. He was driven out like a beast, ate grass like oxen. So you try to be higher than what you're supposed to be, get something you're not supposed to have. These preachers that have been jealous over other preachers' positions, they thought they wanted to be the pastor of somebody else's church. And I know it's not their church, it's God's church, but you know what I mean. If someone is a pastor of a church, then you got some other preacher that comes and says, I want that. And the pastor says, yeah, boy, you don't know what you want. You don't realize what you think you want. It's the devil's heart who thinks he wants something that he ain't supposed to have. I will sit upon the mount. I will be the boss in the church. I will be the boss among these people of the earth. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. There's nobody like the Most High. Because he's greater than the great, highest than the highest. He's mightier than the mightiest. There's no one like the Most High. I will be like the Most High. There's no one like the Most High. The only way we can be like the Most High is to know his Son, Jesus Christ. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. That's the final destination. In this passage, it shows you, starting from heaven, Lucifer, son of the morning, in the high place in heaven, now he's fallen. Now he'll be cut down to the earth, and eventually he'll be brought to hell, to the sides of the pit. That's where it ends up. Ezekiel 28:15 says, thou wast perfect in thy ways, in the day that thou wast created. That's when he was Lucifer. Till iniquity was found in thee. When iniquity was found in him, the very moment he said, I will ascend, I will be the judge, I will be in charge, I will be the boss, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will be like the Most High. The moment that he said that, boom, down he came. And that's the way it happens in you and I. We think that we're something big, big and bad, and we don't realize the moment that we exalt ourselves, we'll be put down. Jesus said, if you abase yourself, you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. If you exalt yourself, you'll be put down. Because if you exalt yourself high, there's no other place to go but down. These people that want to start out with a 5-room house, there's nowhere to go but another day older and deeper in debt. That's where you go. Our parents are too proud now to let their kids start out humble like many of us had to. Start out in a trailer. You don't want your son or daughter or grandkid living in no trailer. There ain't nothing wrong with living in a trailer. Nothing wrong with being a Mill Hill folks. Many of them had the power of God upon their life. You got all these high class rich folks now don't have enough power of God to blow the fuzz off a peanut hole. Oh man, you were perfect in your ways in the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. In John chapter 8 verse 44, Jesus says that the devil was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth. See, he had a choice. Even he had a choice. People don't think that we have a choice, and they think when you get saved you don't have a choice anymore. You always have a choice. You don't have to stay in if you don't want to, but who in the world would want to leave something like this? You have a choice. He had a choice. He was not kept in the throne place of heaven, in the worship corral. He was not kept there against his own will. He could have left, and he did, when he wanted to. He had a choice. God's angels had a choice. Everybody has a choice. Now the ones that are true to God, they've already made their choice. The devil, he's already made his choice. Somebody said if the blood of Jesus gets on the devil, he'd be a saved devil, wouldn't he? Well, that's a good expression, but actually it won't happen because he's already made his choice. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own accord, for he is a liar and the father of it. When you tell a lie, you're walking with the devil because that's what he does. He is a liar and the father of it. He does not have truth. He can tell you what seems to be a half-truth. But someone who is the father of lies cannot tell you the truth. If you want the truth, you better come to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. He can tell you what the truth is. Phase one is from the third heaven where God is to the second heaven. It's known as the deep or outer space. Why do you think the demons and the man who is called Legion begged Jesus not to cast them out into the deep? In Luke chapter 8 verse 31, it said they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Now you can look at Luke chapter 10 verse 18. But think about that verse that I read in Luke 8:31. Do not send us out into the deep. Please don't send us out into the deep. Please, if you cast us out, we'll have to go. But please don't send us out into the deep. Why do you think they begged Jesus not to send them out into the deep? Because in the deep, they cannot possess nobody. They cannot bother nobody. They cannot pester nobody. As long as they have access to earth. They have access to earth, but they're not cast into the earth yet. Their domain is in the deep. Their place, and there are even some of them who are chains, under chains in outer darkness. They're out there in the deep. They have their domain out there. It's like, and I've thought about, should I say Indian, all this political correct stuff that what you should say is not, but you know, Indian, if you're ashamed to be an Indian, God help you, you're not ashamed of it. You don't have to be ashamed of it. You're a white man, you're a black man, whatever kind of man, woman you are, you don't have to be ashamed of it. But the Indians have their, what is called an Indian reservation. But the laws there are different than what the laws generally in the United States are. Now, if they have a big case that has to go to federal court or something like that, they'll get into the feds. But otherwise, they have their own thing. They can do their own thing. They can have that gambling place where you go out there to Nevada and casinos. They can have them, but you can't have them. It's because their laws are different. When you get out there in their domain, you can do like they do. When you get out into the world's domain, you do like the world does. That's what we used to do. That's what we used to do. Not supposed to do that anymore. When you get into the church domain, into the kingdom of God, into the realm of the kingdom of God, that's the way you ought to live now. Well, hallelujah. Do not send us out into the deep. We can't bother anybody. We can't make anybody mad. We can't cause trouble. We can't cause disease on people. We can't cause virus and pandemic. And we can't do all that stuff out there in the deep. Don't cast us out into the deep. Luke 10:18, and this is Jesus talking. Thank you, Jesus. He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now I'm talking to you about the fall of the devil today. I beheld him, Jesus said, as lightning fall from heaven. Well, he fell from heaven, and some people think, and preachers preach it, there ain't a devil in hell that can do so and so. There ain't a devil in hell. I'm saying, I wish you were telling the truth. I don't think that you're telling a lie or anything like that, but I wish the devils were in hell. Oh, that the devil were in hell. Oh, that he was in hell. We'd have it made if he was in hell. Be no trouble. Couldn't bother anybody. The devil's not in hell today. The devil is ruling and reigning in many hearts and lives. Even though God is King and Lord over all, he rules from heaven. The devil has his heyday in many lives today. There's a devil on the run. There's a devil on the loose. I beheld him as lightning fall from heaven. And the good news is, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it seems. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care what the news says. The Bible is still the Word of God. God still gives us power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt us. And you say, well, the devil is hurting a lot of people. Not legally, he's not. He has no legal power to put anything on you. No legal power to put any disease. No legal power to cause any trouble in your life. He has no legal power to do it. Everything he does is guerrilla warfare. It's all illegal. He has no right to put any disease. He has no right to cause you any trouble. That's what he does. That's what his game is. But he has no legal right to do it. Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. And somebody said, that sounds good, but he was talking to the disciples. No, he was not talking to the disciples. If you read the first verse in Luke 10, it will tell you that these are other 70 people who were sent out. He was not talking to the 12 disciples. He was talking to the other 70. So if he were talking to the other 70 then, that means he's talking to the other 70,000, 70 million, 700,000 now. He's talking to you this morning. He says, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. You say, well, boy, I sure don't feel like it. It ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. It has to do with the Word of God. If you believe the Word of God long enough, you'll start feeling like it. If you wait till you feel like it to believe it, you're never going to believe it because you don't feel like it. But if you go ahead and believe it because God said it, then sooner or later you're going to be feeling like it. You're going to be saying, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. We'd wake up with the virus on our mind, wake up with the news on our mind, wake up with what the president's doing, how the things are going, who's going to fight, who's going to try to win, who's going to do this. All this division is going on. There's no greater division than God and the devil. But the devil is a fallen enemy. He's a fallen foe. He's a defeated foe. And everything that he's doing right now, he's doing under the flag of already being defeated. Jesus said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. And we could do a Holy Ghost cartwheel for that. But he said in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Yes. That's what you really have to rejoice about. Because your name is written in heaven. And if everything else fails and everything else doesn't make sense, you have a right to rejoice because your name is written in heaven.
Yes.
Now phase one has lasted a long, long time. I mean a long time. Phase one started in what we call the beginning. In the beginning, sometime after God created heaven and earth, in the beginning, sometime when that snake spoke to them in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3, sometime in there, that great fall took place when he came to phase one. He fell from the third heaven where God is into the atmosphere, into the deep. That was phase one. And he's been there a long, long time. Phase two is from the deep to the earth. That won't last too long. It can't last too long. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Because if it were to last too long, this earth couldn't take it. If you think it's bad enough that the devil bothers the earth, not being confined to the earth, just think how bad it will be in that day when he is held down in here like a prisoner. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, the evil angels. They prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Just in case you're wondering who it is, there's no doubt. The one who deceived the whole world. That's what he's doing today. He's deceiving the whole world. They think that he's telling them the truth, and he's telling them a bald-faced lie. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Watch out, Sunday school lesson from the other week, right? For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. I don't have time to spin here, but you know what he did to Job, don't you? The report was given. The sons of God came to make their report to the Lord, and Satan also was among them. The Lord said, where'd you come from? I've been walking to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. Peter said, he's seeking who he may devour. That's what he's doing. Have you considered my servant Job, God says, and you know the story. He accused Job before the Lord. He's not serving you for nothing. You touch his flesh, you take away what he has, and he'll curse you to your face. God and Job both proved him out to be a liar like he is. But do you think that he stopped accusing the brothers and the sisters and the saints before God? Do you think that he still does it now? Well, certainly he does. The book of the Revelation here, and this is in the end, it says, the accuser of the brothers is cast down. That's why you're having a hard time, not because he's cast down, but because he is accusing you before God. Ain't nothing to that, Tony Broom. He's not really serving God. He's just trying to get money. I don't know what in the world he's talking about. Talking about a different profession than what I'm in. Trying to get money. Lord have mercy. There's a few rich preachers around. I ain't one of them. Not trying to be. And I don't play the lottery, so I'm not winning there either. He's accusing us. You don't really mean it. You didn't mean it when you stood up in church and told them you were going to serve God. You know, sorry, dog. He tells you all kind of stuff. You don't have to listen to him. If you do, you're listening to somebody who's already defeated. The accuser of the brothers is cast down. He fell in phase one, but now he's cast down to the earth. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Not just a good song that Sister Steph sings, it's a good thing from the Word of God. Overcame him by the Word of God, the power of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives until the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Rejoice because he does not bother heaven. Now in phase one, he's not in heaven anymore. He cannot have access to the covering. He cannot have access to the throne anymore. But he still pesters. He pesters heaven. He bothers earth. He causes trouble in both directions from his domain in the deep. That's why I personally don't think that the United States, Russia, or anybody else has no business shooting off rockets and things up there into the devil's domain. That's where his home is. You better leave him alone. God will make sure when you're raptured that you'll pass through there without no trouble at all. His angels will take you right into the presence of God. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. We say the devil knows that he has but a short time. He'll really know it then. When he is confined to this earth, you think it's bad now. It will really be bad then when he is confined to this earth. And then it can't last long. Phase three, from the earth to the lake of fire, which is hell. Jesus refers to it in Matthew 25:41 as everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Nobody really should go to hell because it was prepared for the devil and his angels, not prepared for you and I. The only reason people go there is because they refuse to serve Christ. Amen. Revelation 20:1. I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil and Satan. There's no denial again who it is. Bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, he must be loosed a little season. Well, he's in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and during that 1,000 years, Jesus Christ rules and reigns on this earth for 1,000 years. That's the millennial reign of Christ. During that time, no more demon, no more devil. He's shut up in the bottomless pit. But that's not where he's staying forever. He will be there for 1,000 years. And it is amazing, when you let him out for that little season, the world will flock after him again. Looks like we'd learn our lesson after a while, doesn't it? Verse 10 is a verse that every Christian should know. Revelation 20:10 is a verse you should know. If you have problems remembering, you should make your flashcard, write it on a card, do something where you'll know. Revelation 20:10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. God still has a fire and brimstone message. He's cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever. Glory be to the on-time God. Amen. The devil is cast into the bottomless pit, and he will be tormented day and night, forever and ever. That one that you're so fretted about, you say he causes you so much trouble, he bothers you and he pesters you, he's already been defeated. And you know what his future is. He is cast, will be, into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. They will be there then. It will be tormented day and night, forever and ever. Day and night. That song says that we sing, day and night, night and day, incense will rise. Day and night, night and day, and in the same thing, day and night. Night and day and night, forever and ever and ever. He will burn. The one who brought virus, the one who brought disease, the one who brought sickness, the one who brought death. Forever and ever and ever and ever he will burn. And I say thank God for that day. If you feel sorry for him, my brother and sister, you need your head examined. You don't feel sorry for him. You feel sorry for the people that he's bothering. You feel sorry for those he has caused trouble. Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to share this word. We thank you that there is good news. We thank you the fall of the devil is in progress right now. We're still in phase one. Phase two is coming. Jesus is coming. The rapture will take place. Tribulation sets in. And then phase two. Millennial reign happens. He's in the bottomless pit 1,000 years. He's cast down to the earth. Now he's in hell, the lake of fire. He'll burn forever and ever. Hallelujah to God for that day. Lord, I pray that you would encourage our hearts with this word. Help us to cast our care on the one who cares for us. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for this sermon entitled The Fall of the Devil. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you know Him as your Lord today. You will not have to worry about the devil's fall. You will be exalted with Christ when He comes again. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.